New South Wales has just recorded its deadliest year on the road since 2017, with 355 lives lost in 2025. Authorities say speeding is the biggest killer. It was named a contributing factor in more than a third of those deaths. One expert says more political courage is needed to introduce stronger enforcement laws to reduce speeding and drink and drug driving. Raphael Gibietta is Professor Emeritus at the Transport and Road Safety Research Centre at the University of New South Wales and Adjunct Professor at Monash University. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jade.
Why do you think we've seen such a significant increase in the number of people killed on the roads in this past year? What's behind it?
Well, we're just not grasping the safe system approach properly, which has a philosophy in terms of the regulators and the politicians doing what they can in order to reduce the speeding, the drug and alcohol enforcement. They're doing some work, but it's nowhere near enough. And so it's falling short. And that's why we've got a steady rise in fatalities, both nationally and within the state. And it's usually compliance with outcries from recalcitrant drivers who are breaking the law and don't want to get pinged and fined.
You're pushing for some specific measures to reduce the number of people being killed on the roads. Looking at speed-related crashes first, what do you think are the main things that should be done there to try to bring those numbers down?
Well, I think the cameras, you'll notice that in Victoria the enforcement's pretty tight, and that's great. And as soon as you cross the border into New South Wales, totally different story. And people are breaking the law a lot more frequently. And it can be scary at times where someone's nudging up behind you and pushing you to go faster and break the speed limit. But it's just people essentially getting away with speeding. What we need is point-to-point cameras. We need to get rid of the signs that are in front of the covert cameras, the ones, the mobile cameras. You should feel that anywhere, anytime you'll get pinged, and so that way you'll comply with the law. Now, these vehicles also have excellent technology where you can use your cruise control, and there's adaptive cruise control as well. So if a vehicle's slowing down ahead, then your vehicle should just follow suit and slow down as well. So there's no need for road rage. There's no need for speeding. This is a time now where we all need to just comply with the law.
What about high-risk rural roads? You've argued that speed limits in those sorts of settings should be reduced.
Yes, and so there was submission from the national government in terms of assessing what it would affect if we change the default law, the national law, where what we've got is there is in it's part 3 regulation 25, which states that if the road isn't signposted on a rural road, then the default speed limit is 100. That's way too high. It should be around about 80 kilometres per hour. That's a survivable speed. 80 kilometres per hour is like driving off the roof of a 6-storey building. Driving at 100, it's off a 12-storey building. So it's almost double, well, 10-storey building rather, but it's almost double. It's a huge increase. Likewise, in the suburbs, the default speed limit is 50 kilometres per hour in our residential streets. That should be dropped to 40. There's a lot of towns. Orange is one, for example, where they've reduced their default speed limit to 40, and so that has a huge effect. We've had a massive increase in pedestrian fatalities, And so at 40 kilometres per hour, if you've got dimmed lights and the street lighting is poor, you'll still be able to see that pedestrian and slow down to 30, and that's like falling off the gutter line of your roof. But at 50, you won't see them, and so you'll hit them at 50 kilometres per hour, and that's like jumping out the window of a three-storey building.
Thank you very much. We'll have to leave it there.
Yes. Thanks, Jade.
Rafael Gibietta is Professor Emeritus at the Transport and Road Safety Research Centre at UNSW and Adjunct Professor at Monash University.